Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
Welcome to the radio program. Dana Lash with you. It's another day. The horrors persist, and so must we, I suppose. You can watch, because God forbid someone just listen to the radio program. They got to watch it now. So here we are for you. Dazzle. I just hate politics. I'm in a mood where I just absolutely hate them. So this is the latest. Trump has threatened Iran. He's threatened to bomb the hell out of them, essentially, if they continue trying to mine or interfere in that area. Blah, blah. We still have the same. Oh, did you see the video that was going around? And it was a completely made up video I retweeted it. It's a fighter jet that it's all AI that was attacked by a shark jumping out of the Strait of Hormuz and biting the plane. And the joke was that Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to post this with the caption, "Our soldiers are dying for Israel." And Mehdi Hasan is going to repost it. And I said, Tucker's going to have the shark on his show. I mean, I'm not joking. That's like, I would not be surprised at this point. I really wouldn't. But that's the reality. Now, while all of this is happening, I feel like Republicans really dropped the ball. I think they dropped the ball a little bit in Virginia. I think people, Democrats are going to try to make Virginia this lasting narrative. I swear to you, if I have to hear, it's not even midterms, Kane, and I want to take a flamethrower and just light everything on fire.
I know.
Juan's getting you the shark video because it's actually hysterical. My favorite thing is the guy who ejected out of the engine, though.
Right.
If you watch the plane. Because this was going around because Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these people have shared these AI videos without like clarification or anything. But I love how the guy just jets out of the engine. Just perfect. Yeah, she'll share this and then Tucker will have the shark on. Yeah, nobody's getting eaten by sharks for Israel. I'm so tired of all of it. Anyway, so the gerrymandering that's happening. I can just clarify something because I heard this talk. Well, I didn't watch any of this. I watched it on, pull this up, saw it on internet stuff. But the argument that somehow Democrats are mad and they used Virginia as a form of vengeance to get back at Texas for starting redistricting. The Department of Justice had actually told Texas they needed to redistrict anyway because they had four specific districts that were majority minority. That's not included in any of the talking points that went out. That's kind of frustrating because I feel like if you need to be accurate with this stuff. They were told, Texas was told this. And furthermore, those districts were ridiculous. In Virginia, they had a commission of people and they voted on it, and Democrats just completely bypassed the law. I mean, is anybody shocked by this? Now, a Virginia judge ruled that this is going to go back and forth in the courts, and I told you yesterday this is going to happen. They are ruling against it at this point, saying that it's, that's going to be litigated. The referendum that barely passed, by the way. They're using this for the whole blueprint going forward in terms of how to run elections, how to run campaigns, how to run all of this stuff. And so the template for going forward, they're showing you all their cards now. What are Republicans doing to counter this? I don't even know where the idiot RNC is. What are they doing? What are these fools doing?
No clue.
Nobody knows. But they want you to give them money. Why? Why do they want so they can spend it on dumb sugar babies like that? Well, we're going to talk about that. That's so. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. If you're pushing 50 or if you're 40 and over and there's like a 20 something year old that thinks you're cute, she's a spy. No one's sleeping with you for anything other than access to power or money. And if you are stupid enough, if you are enough of a mental abortion to believe it, then I hope that they take you. I hope your life is ruined and I hope your family leaves you and that you end up, questioning your worth on this planet because I'm so tired of unforced errors. We don't have harsh enough penalties. You know, back in the day, society used to really punish people who were stupid. And now we like try to accommodate the stupidity. This was the first misstep. That's not a mark of a civilization. That's a mark of a species that gives up. So Spanberger, we played the audio before of her saying that she's not going to jail. I mean, of course she lied. I mean, I'm just, golly, I'd rather choke to death than talk about this. You know why? Because it's all predictable. Duh. She lied. Wow. Democrats lied. Put it on the lower third. Shocker. You mean Democrats said one thing during the campaign and did something else when they got into office? Wow. Who could have seen that coming, asked half of America. Apparently not moderate Virginia voters. Politicians are too afraid to tell voters to wake the hell up. I'm not, because I don't give a rat's backside about your dumb vote. You don't have to vote for me. I don't care. But some of these moderates in Virginia, there have been some people like, well, you know, she really was running as a moderate. You, sir, I hope you are the first to get struck by the asteroid. I hope you're the first one to get smited where you stand, because that type of stupidity requires that type of reaction. Of course, she was absolutely going to completely push gerrymandering. Of course, this is going to happen. Only people who have no idea about politics and have not followed anything think that there's no reason why they wouldn't. It's like, again, the Leopard Eating Faces party. And I was shocked when the leopards ate my face. Well, you voted for them to do that. What did you think was going to happen? They were going to present you with a bouquet. Goodness. So Virginia Democrats, they're using this as the template going forward for everything. They're really sowing their oats right now. But this judge, though, the judge ruled that the gerrymandering vote was unconstitutional, which technically, going by Virginia's state statutes, it is. But when do they care about following the law? Golly, please, let's make following the laws like something that you just voluntarily do. Right. Oh my gosh. I can't tell you the amount of joy. I actually, if they said, Dana, we need one night of purging, we're going to have the purge one night, I would not only vote for that, but I would cheat. I would illegally register at so many people's addresses, and I would vote, and I would steal people's votes, unlike anything any Democrats ever seen, to get something like that passed, Kane. Absolutely would.
Important.
It's very important. So the pushback is pretty hardcore for this. So you have this judge that has said it's unconstitutional, said that the first passage was invalid because of the way that they took it up. They said that it was invalid because it happened during a special session that was specifically convened for budget purposes. I got to be honest with you. That feels like minor. All right, folks, it's Dana. And if you know me, you know I'm a total foodie. I love cooking. I love quality, flavorful, fresh ingredients. And my newest discovery is fresh pressed olive oil, which has made it to where I cannot have basic hobo store-bought olive oil at all forever anymore. It's richer. It's more vibrant. It just makes everything better, from salads to dipping fresh bread. It's just that good. So why does freshness matter? Because olive oil isn't just oil. It's actually a fresh pressed fruit. And like anything fresh, the flavor and health benefits are at their peak right after harvest. TJ, who is the owner of Fresh Pressed Olive Oil, sources the world's most delicious and artisanal olive oils direct from the gold medal winning small olive farms all around the world during the peak harvest season. You can try it for yourself. Get a full-size $49 bottle for just $1 shipping. Visit danalovesoliveoil.com to claim your $49 bottle for just $1 shipping. No commitment, cancel any time. But once you try fresh pressed olive oil, there's no going back. You're just going to love it. Take advantage of this great offer today and visit danalovesoliveoil.com.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Anthropic's new AI model has set off global alarms because they say it is uncannily capable of finding and exploiting hidden flaws in the software that runs the world's banks, power grids, and governments. Ooh. Ooh. That sounds bad. That sounds really okay. Nobody thinks of this stuff before they introduce their systems to AI. Mythos has triggered emergency responses from central banks, intel agencies globally. Anthropic is trying to decide who has access to the powerful model. I mean, didn't they say that it was like when they were building it that it's so dangerous that it's gonna work? And then now they've like, oh, here's 11 people that were, oh man. So they said they had 11 organizations to help mount a defense, all were from the U.S., and it set off a global scramble, they said, unlike anything ever seen in the AI era, because it can find immediately, like, hidden flaws in software and immediately exploit it. So, yeah, it's just opening. This is, I'm telling you, that movie, the Mission Impossible, that I'm feeling like that was kind of prophetic, really.
It got hacked.
And it got hacked. Yeah, so, wow. All right, this humpback whales are apparently forming supergroups. Wait, what? Like immediately I'm thinking of a musical supergroup. They said it's chaotic. Humpback whales are forming supergroups, per the BBC. It takes a couple of paragraphs before the barely literate reporter can get to the lead. But basically, they're saying that they're just getting together in big groups. That's what it is. That's it. They're still in danger. Do you know how long it took for them, by the way? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 graphs before they had their lead. Because the reporter thought it was a creative writing assignment and not a news story. This is my biggest pet peeve. We got more coming. Our partners that'll bring you the program. It's our friends over at Ghost Bed. I probably could have gotten a better night's sleep, and it's not because of my mattress. It's because poor Wick, he has medicine. He's got crazy allergies, and he got medicine for his ear infection. So he's been dealing with that. He does not like having eardrops, and he was a little sassy all night. But every time I lay down in my ghost bed, normally I would have to turn, you know, you toss and turn to get comfortable. And I literally lay down, and I'm just out. You just lay down in one position. It doesn't matter what position you lay on. Every way you lay on a ghost bed is comfortable because it's just a better engineered bed. That's the whole way and how they created them. They didn't just go out to make a mattress. They make engineered sleep systems because they think that these things are health equipment, which they are. Think about it. That's where you rest. That's where you heal. That's where you recover. And if you're constantly like overheating or tossing and turning to get comfortable, how is that accomplishing any of the things for which sleep was created? So you need to switch up your mattress because chances are that's what it is. In fact, most of the reasons why people are uncomfortable, it's because of their mattresses. Ghost Bed is a game changer. It's made to help with these exact issues, support, cooling, comfort, so you actually rest. And they let you try it for 101 nights in your home. And if you don't feel a difference, you just send it back risk-free. Visit ghostbed.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana, and they're offering you the lowest prices of the season, plus an extra 10% off site-wide. That's ghostbed.com/Dana, promo code Dana.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
I was just telling Kane on break, do you know how many lefties got mad at me yesterday because I made the joke about the Earth Day founder, the guy who murdered his girlfriend and composted her?
It's probably a lot. A percentage of bots.
Well, bots and I think just stupid people. Yes. That's not even what composting is. You're just being mean.
What?
Earth Day is a really important day. I had people in my mentions, I'm not kidding, on Instagram saying this. And some of them, like, I could tell which ones were fake. But, you know, man, it was something else. They were very upset over the truth because the truth, whenever leftists are reminded about the fact that, yes, indeed, you are actually super violent people, they really don't like it. They get very upset over this. They don't like it. So, I don't know. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. And, we have this story where POTUS has already said, look, we're going to shoot and kill anybody that any Iranian boat that tries to go by.
Without hesitation.
I like this. I'm a kind of a shoot first, ask, maybe, possibly, ask forgiveness after. It's very rare. But he said the U.S. Navy needs to shoot and kill small Iranian boats because of these, he said, amid concerns over mines in Hormuz. Okay, can I be the one to say it? Are there actually mines in the Strait? I don't believe Iran.
That's fair. There's no really real reason to believe
this. These are the people that have lied to us about everything else. Why would we? I'm not suggesting that we send a tanker through it and try to, let's see if it blows up. Let's test the theory. But, you know, right. Are there really? They lie about everything.
Is it beyond a reasonable doubt? Like, I mean, it's possible. Trump has to make it, you know, secure. Now,
right.
He did mention that it would take, up to 6 months to do that, to fully mind sweep the Strait?
Yeah, to fully mine. You know, that, speaking of which, that was a great game back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
We should get some of those cats to.
Minesweeper.
Everybody remembers Minesweeper. But it just makes, I was thinking about this. I'm like, do we really believe? I mean, maybe there's some, but is there as many as they were claiming that were there? I just, you know, I've got questions. Because it's Iran. They've lied about everything. I mean, they lied about the intercontinental missiles that they had that were only supposed to go 2,000 kilometers. And surprise, they went 4,000 and Europe was shocked. Europe finally realized, oh my gosh, they could literally just blow us up the backside here and we wouldn't know. They could be in London. They could be in Brussels. They could be in Paris. They could be in Rome. They could be anywhere. So just feel like interesting. Let's play. We got some audio for you to play. First up, on the redistricting, this is a fun back and forth. This was cut six. Hakeem Jeffries, listen.
Our message to Florida Republicans is F around and find out. If they go down the road of a DeSantis dummy mander, the Florida Republicans are going to find themselves in the same situation as Texas Republicans, who are on the run right now. And under no circumstances are Texas Republicans picking up five seats. They'll be fortunate if they get two or three. While in California, we are going to get all five. The Republicans are dummy mandering their way into the minority before a single vote is cast because they started this war and we're going to finish it.
What war did Republicans supposedly start? They were saying that first it began with Texas, and Texas, again, as I told you in the previous segment, that was something that the DOJ had asked to be done because there were four districts, specifically actually more, that were majority-minority. I'm just wondering, that's not even the same thing. Not even remotely the same thing. And Florida had a response, too. I don't think that they respond well to this. That blustering, that none of that's going to... This is cut seven. This is DeSantis responding to Hakeem Jeffries.
This guy Jeffries popping off in Washington about Florida. He wants to be Speaker of the House. And he's kind of like, you know, more liberal than Pelosi and all this other stuff from New York City. I just want to know. I just say, oh, Florida can't do it. We're going to go after Florida. Please be my guest. I will pay for you to come down to Florida and campaign. I'll put you up in the Florida governor's mansion. We'll take you fishing. We'll do all this stuff. There's nothing that could be better for Republicans in Florida than to see Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, everywhere around this state. Voters will not like what they see. They will not want that type of ideology. And so the door is open. The invitation's out there. I don't think there'd be anything better for the Republican Party of Florida but to have Jeffries there. Now, I kind of feel bad for the guy because he's as left as they come. He's always going left. And yet the far left hates him. You know, they call him a dollar store Obama. They call him AIPAC Shakur, all these different derogatory names that they do. And so he's tried to ingratiate himself with there, but they're just not drinking the Kool-Aid. And so they give him a hard time. So I kind of feel bad for that. But please be my guest to come down in Florida. We would love to have you. Any questions?
See that? There you go. He's like, yeah, let's see. People in Florida are not going to take kindly to a New York Democrat going down there and trying to mess up stuff. That's not going to go well for anybody. It's specifically the left. It's not going to go well for them. Just saying. So the redistricting fight in Virginia, that's going to get litigated. And I don't know if that's something that's going to stand or not. That's the big question. Right now we have this judge that has, kicked off the litigation for it with his decision that came down yesterday evening where they were, and I was going through some of these points because the argument was that the passage was invalid because the special session was a budgetary session and therefore, any decisions or any laws that are proposed or passed, they must fall within the scope for the reason of why the special session was called, if that makes sense to you. And so it's that's their state statute. And they said you can't, what the judge says is that the expansion, you cannot expand the scope of that special session beyond the purpose for which it was called. And as a result, this was expanded and thrown in this constitutional amendment on redistricting. That alone, he argues, makes it invalid. But further, it required a two-thirds vote to even expand the scope of the session, which can be done, but it requires a two-thirds vote. That vote never happened. So this judge says that's immediately renders it invalid. Now, he also adds that after the first passage, any kind of amendments, they must be a constitutional amendment, etc. Anything like that has to be referred to the General Assembly. And that's the at the first, it has to be brought up to the General Assembly, and that's at the first regular session, not a special session, but a regular session that is held after the next general election for Virginia's House of Delegates. And so they have to, he says that according to state statute, the election has to, that has to come between the first and second passage because this is a constitutional amendment, etc. This occurred during an election cycle, not before an intervening one. It sounds like a lot of technical stuff. And then they said that the amendment has to be, and this is kind of big, I think, and that's another article of their state constitution. Their amendment has to be submitted to voters. The language is, quote, not sooner than 90 days after final passage by the General Assembly. Therefore, and this actually is a very legitimate thing because I've seen this happen in other states. I think several years ago in Missouri, something similar happened. The timeline from the passage of it to the vote did not fulfill that requirement. And the reason that requirement is there is so that voters have time to familiarize themselves with the language of an amendment proposed, with the stuff on the ballot. That's when you get the sample ballot sent out, et cetera. That's the purpose that it serves, to make sure that voters are well aware and know what they're voting on, what's on the ballot. And this did not satisfy that. Further, they said that there is a contiguous compact territory that must be applied to every redrawn map, meaning every district, it has to be contiguous, and that the maps that were proposed in here were not. So that also, I think, is pretty significant. You know, if they did not want that to happen in that way, then what was, you know, I mean, you can tell that they were very rushed in throwing this together and getting it out there on the ballot, because they overlooked some of these very very basic technical things that probably would have made it airtight had they followed this, but they didn't. So, I mean, they literally have in the state of in the Virginia, they have a procedure established in its state statutes for the effort of redistricting. And the people who were proposing the proposition, this amendment for redistricting, it in multiple ways, as I just explained, violated all the procedures that are laid out in their state statutes. And the court allowed it in the lead up to the vote. So the problem is the procedure. It's not so much the outcome of the vote, because they were trying to do everything that they could to bump up them numbers. But the defect in the procedure was there all along. And because it's so close, I mean, guys, 50.7% to 49.3%. That's super close. That's why I kind of roll my eyes when Democrats use this as a referendum going forward, as a blueprint for going forward, because they weren't able to do it, and they had to finagle every single thing possible in order to make it happen. So they, I mean, it's almost self-defeatist right out of the gate. It really is. And what gets me, you know, why in the world, there should have been, I think, more of an effort from Republicans to push back on this. What did you hear in the lead up? You know, we talked about redistricting, but it's not even that. It's what did you hear in the lead up to this? What is the stuff that got views on social media? And I'm not just going at podcasts to stand. I'm going to indict everybody. What was being discussed on podcasts to stand mostly? Cable news, it was all around. But for all the podcasts and all the social media stuff, everybody was talking about, well, they were all the woke Rikers were interviewing each other, and they were pushing the same every day. It was about the Jews, et cetera, et cetera. That's what their content was every single day. These people who claim to be America First didn't even touch this. because I went and looked. It's one of the things I did last night. I was combing through some people's episodes. I went back 6 months. Not a single thing about this on any of their shows. Not one. Not one. I had a friend who works in press that has software, which probably, Steve, I don't know if you have this or not, where you can, it can comb through publicly posted video, podcast, things like that, and you can look for topics. It's like a control F for like digital stuff. Yeah, it's what news, it's like what Fox and all these people use to clip stuff. Wow. Nothing. They didn't talk about it at all. Not at all. Almost like it's by design, right? Let's distract everybody with some ridiculous narratives and not talk about this. The issue, though, I mean, when you look at midterms, the House is going to be in trouble. I'm not going to lie to you. And the RNC needs to get it together. Republicans, I don't know what the hell they're doing. But it's an election we got to win. Otherwise, I mean, it's just going to be a nightmare. And then going into 28, it's going to set up for a sweep in 28. And I'm telling you, they're using Virginia as a blueprint for how they're going to bypass this stuff in every single state. This is one of the reasons why the SAVE Act is being fought so viciously. They don't want anything like that coming in to affect any way that they can get a vote, because they need, as you can see, they need every little bit possible. We got more on the way. We got Days of These United States coming up. The folks who help make the program possible, it is our friends over at Preborn. And Preborn has saved, just last year alone, if you weren't aware of this, they saved 80,000 lives last year. I don't have anything to compare that to. There is no other metric. That is how unbelievably powerful the work that Preborn does is. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what Preborn does, it's a clinic that they go into where the spiritual battle is, where women are facing unplanned pregnancies and society's telling them they're too dumb and weak to raise a kid. And so Preborn goes in there and they empower these women. They introduce them to their babies through an ultrasound, a free ultrasound. And this is all privately funded. This is not early Learning Center money. It's all the generosity of people like you being good stewards to your fellow man. When a woman hears her baby's heartbeat, that chance for that baby to continue living and be born doubles. And they don't stop there. They partner with these women for the first 2 years of these infants' lives so that they get started on a strong foundational platform. And they are a success. And they also last year brought over 10,000 women to Christ, which is amazing. Preborn has a passion for saving babies and seeing women come to faith. All gifts are tax deductible. Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. You can give confidently. $28 buys one ultrasound. You could save a life with $28. In fact, over 80,000 lives were saved with $28 ultrasounds last year. No joke. 140 rescues, 5. Doesn't seem like a lot of money when you're talking about saving lives, but in charity, but in heaven, that's a treasure. Join Preborn for their mission to sponsor 1,000 life-saving ultrasounds before Mother's Day. One heartbeat can change a life forever. Visit preborn.com/Dana or donate by dialing #250 and saying the word baby. That's preborn.com/Dana. Dial #250, say the word baby.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and
and all the food your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man, where to start? Okay, so we got one guy who decided to... first off, make sure your website runs properly before you decide to load it up with pop-up ads. If I was president, death penalty for any web developer that allows a butt ton of pop-up ads on your website. That's my... absolutely, death penalty. You go to jail and then die. That's it. A Florida man was arrested after stealing tools from a home, grand theft, and then he tried to escape on a bicycle. Why do people do this? A quick getaway. Yeah, let me pedal on out here. Let's make a quick getaway. So this dude, who it says that he's 25. Does that look like a 25-year-old man to you, Kane?
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. Richard Kohler. It wasn't just a bicycle. It was a giant tricycle. This gets better. Yeah, he stole a bunch of tools, tried to get away. They literally followed him as he pedaled down the road with the tools.
Just running after him?
Yeah. They just, they put the lights on. They just creep behind him as he furiously pedals. They were able to apprehend him with relative ease. I know that surprises you, right? It was, relative ease. You didn't think it was going to be that fast. Let's see. There's a Florida man. Kane has, this is why old people aren't innocent, is what he said. Florida man stabbed in the stomach during a domestic dispute in Palm Springs. So one elderly man stabbed another elderly man, a 62-year-old versus a 78-year-old. We got a lot more on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Chapter. They can help you navigate the system of Medicare. If you're on Medicare, if you're getting close, you don't want to just go to the government website or some rando insurance agent and then surprise, when it doesn't actually cover what you need. Medicare is just, purposefully confusing, and that's why people end up on the wrong plan. They overpay, they're undercovered. It's important to find somebody truly on your side. Chapter exists to cut through all of that confusion. They're not going to just sell you on a couple of companies. It's the only advisor that compares every Medicare plan across the country to find what actually fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. It's an honest translator for Medicare, and they're going to explain all your options in plain English and help you avoid plans that are great for the insurance companies but terrible for average people like all of us. So people who work with Chapter save about $1,100 a year in healthcare costs just by getting onto the right plan instead of going with whatever was pushed to them. And it's easy and free to talk to Chapter. It's under 20 minutes. They can review your current coverage, walk you through your choices if you're going to enroll. And so you know what you're picking and why. Take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words My Medicare. It's #250 and say the words My Medicare to get your options reviewed with Chapter today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Push back.
Is the fallout from that situation, though, why you decided that you would not run for re-election?
No, and I think for me, look, two terms is probably enough. I think we get enough of people making careers out of this.
What? God. So that's Tim. Well, first off, two of the most ridiculous, stupid people that you can imagine. Yeah. They're on TV together. Jimmy Kimmel and Tim Walz. I mean, I'm not even sure he's not running again. He's, and it's fraud. Fraud's the reason why he's out. Let's be real. It's like there's going to be any other reason why. Come on, guy. Come on. This is dumb. But, I don't know who they're going to have. God help us if Kamala Harris runs again and we have the same recycled news cycle. I don't know who watches Jimmy Kimmel either. I really don't care about Tim Walz. I don't care about any of the audio that we have of him. You know why? Because he's an irrelevant non-entity to me. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care that he exists on this planet. I just don't care. They're all the same bumbling statists. And it seems to be innocuous, but it's not. I mean, goes on Jimmy. Nobody, I don't know anybody who even watches. Nobody watches late night TV. The only time we even talk about late night TV is to make fun of it. It does not move the needle at all. Maybe with like the 110-year-old crowd, but that's it. It doesn't move the needle. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching that. As we move, the folks who help bring you the program, it's the good people over at Relief Factor. If you want a relief from everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor is something you absolutely should check out. It's a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to fight inflammation, the root cause of most pain. It's not a temporary fix. It works from the inside out to support your body's natural response to pain, and it helps you get back to everything from walking comfortably to staying active to living life without constant discomfort. And it doesn't matter if you're just sore from working out, if you're advanced in age, if you're recovering from an injury, whatever it is. It's incredibly important to make sure that your body's healing. And that's what this is about. It's about, it's not just about masking the pain. This is about helping you to actually fight inflammation and so that your body can heal and that you can return to normalcy. It's easy to get. It's the 3-week quick start. My husband's taken it. 3-week quick start. You can get it today for $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire Demo Rental Program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire Demo Rental Program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, why does everybody got to be weird and techie? Now, according to even jarred pasta sauce, which, by the way, stop buying jarred pasta sauce. It's so easy to make your own sauce. My gosh. So apparently, Prego, I don't understand what this is a weird thing. They are releasing a device, the pasta and pizza sauce brand, to record everything said around the dinner table for posterity. It's called the Connection Keeper, and it looks like an oversized pasta jar lid, and they created it in collaboration with this nonprofit to preserve the stories of Americans, and it's for you to record literally everything that is said at your dinner table.
Well, let's just forget that all of our phones do it.
Yeah, why would you want to do that even? For what purpose? I mean, I don't know. Why don't you just like make sauce that doesn't have tons of salt in it?
That's a great idea.
And that uses like actually fresh tomatoes. You know, this is money that could be used on creating a better product instead of like a stupid little thing that nobody's going to use and forgets about in like 5 years. I'm surprised this wasn't Russell Brand. A Texas woman sentenced to 6 years for mailing inmates Bibles soaked with drugs. Oh, and other religious materials. That is super blasphemous. The woman admitted to concealing drugs in the Bibles and other religious materials and then soaking them in drugs before sending them to prisoners. Wow. Because I guess she thought no one would check the Bible. Wow. Authorities totally got it, though, and now she's going to be going to jail now. Look at her.
Can you imagine those just soaking pages in a drug so that all they have to do is burn the page and inhale the smoke? That's next level.
I mean, that's really some thoughtful prison, yeah. You know, thinking outside of the box there. Really is. Let's see. Some police in Oregon, they're targeting an organized theft ring that has been targeting Guitar Center. Why? Isn't that weird?
I'm sure the lead singers aren't part of it.
Yeah, no, they're not. That's funny. They said they made arrests. I mean, why? That's just kind of weird. Feds are ordering a massive water release from Flaming Gorge to prop up Lake Powell and to keep the Colorado River system afloat. Well, they've had a lot of water usage there they had a lot of people moving in, and, that's part of it. I didn't even know we had a Bureau of Reclamation. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Doesn't that sound kind of biblical? They ordered a release of up to 1 million acre feet of water from Flaming Gorge, which is the only acceptable way of saying that, to help prop up Lake Powell because they have had a horrible water year and apparently the lowest snowpack that's ever been on record. So the entire Colorado River storage system is like at 36% capacity or something insane. So now they have to take immediate action in order to keep water and power going for people out in the American West. So powerful stuff.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.